Dude, this dog leg stinks, man.
Okay, groomer, do something about it, man.
5, 4, 3, 2, 1, 0. All engine running. Liftoff. We have a liftoff.
Hey, all you pet stylists. You found the Groom Pod. Welcome to our virtual salon. My name is Susie, and I'm your host. I'm a mobile groomer from Seattle, Washington, and anyone who knows me will tell you I love to talk, especially about my job. One of my favorite people to talk to is my friend and mentor and co-star of the show, Miss Barbara Bird. Barbara Bird, I have a story for you that goes right along with your Dumb and Dumber story from last show. Oh, my goodness.
Into the season, we're all dumber. Right now.
It's certainly true. Welcome to episode 395 of the Groom Pod, recorded on December 10th, 2023 in Snohomish, Washington and Tucson, Arizona. Barbara, happy anniversary. It's about our anniversary. I don't know the exact date, but happy anniversary.
Is this our 10th anniversary?
I think it was December of 2016 when we released the show. I'll have to research that. I couldn't find it really quickly this morning when I realized it. But
or November. Well, you could just go back to last year's episodes right around that time and see when we say happy anniversary.
But it was I've been guessing since like the third year. So I don't think that'll help us.
It might have been misinforming. Naughty girl.
I've always said I was guessing. I don't know. Anyway. Yes, it's about now, okay. And I'm not sure how many years, but it's a lot of years. It's a whole lot of years.
Our first podcast was December 16th, 2014.
My story of my adventures this week in mobile grooming will lead into our very first subject. What's new this week, though, is brought to you by Groomore Software. If you haven't found Groomore, you're missing out. Groomore is an all-in-one software solution for your grooming business. Whether you are a solo mobile groomer or manage several shops, Groomore has everything you need. 24-hour online booking and forms, routing, credit card processing, reminders, Google Calendar and QuickBooks integration, and so much more. And the best customer service anywhere. Shop, mobile, or house call, Groomore has you covered. And they're giving us a free month. Just enter GroomPod22 in the coupon code. We had a donation, Barbara, although it was a couple weeks ago now, but I forgot to, Oh, there you go. Thought you were frozen there for a minute. We are having a show, ladies and gentlemen. It's from Jeannie Tucker, so thank you very much. And I officially have my first finger split of the year.
Oh, I see the pink tape on your finger. Oh, you poor thing.
I don't know that I've ever made it to all the way into December without having my fingers all split up. So I'm feeling pretty good about this one.
Do you ever use the heavy duty stuff that they have like at Ace Hardware for the men?
No, I use gloves and a bottle. That other stuff is too sticky for me. It drives me crazy and I get it all over my steering wheel. Yeah, like O'Keefe's working hands, like that.
Yeah,
it gets everywhere. I don't know, it's horrible. I hate it. I do much better with the gloves in a bottle. So gloves in a bottle is definitely my go-to.
I've had recently, speaking of lotion, I've recently had a very good experience with CeraVe. The Cera in CeraVe is ceramides. The marketing is that ceramides will improve skin repair. And I had kind of an allergic rash situation that was itching and bumpy. And I've been using the CeraVe anti-itch soothing lotion for a few days. And boy, my skin, wherever I was using it, is doing really well.
Nice.
So that's a possibility to think about. In the evening, use something like CeraVe lotion on your hands and the tips of your fingers to kind of restore them and to keep them supple so that when they get cold, they will be less likely to actually crack open if they're supple and well moisturize your fingertips, and then gloves in a bottle in the morning when you start grooming.
That sounds like a great idea.
Yeah, free.
Yeah.
Too. You know, like, yeah, there I am. Your esthetician of the day.
What I generally have been doing is putting a Band-Aid over some antibiotic ointment so that I don't fester up with all kinds of nastiness, and that's what I sleep with. And then by morning, it's all nice and supple, and then I take it off and throw the gloves and a bottle on and go about splitting it up later that day. Anyway, I think I'll try the stuff you suggested. Maybe send me a link to that.
Okay.
Okay, cool.
Let's hear the story. I'm anxious. Go.
I'm drawing a golden retriever, just minding my own business.
Big boy.
Big boy. Bit nice dog. Older people. I really like this dog. I'm drying away, and I'm thinking, gosh, it's taken me forever to dry this dog. And of course, I have my headphones on, so I'm listening to a podcast and not paying a lot of attention to what's actually going on in my space, other than listening to the podcast and paying attention to the dog. And I finally get the dog done. And I just assume it's because it's been raining for like 2 weeks. We've had like 5 inches of rain in the last week and a half. I mean, we've had a lot of rain. It's flooding here. The inside of my trailer is raining on me. Everything is just wet. It's very, very wet, to say the least. And the dogs don't dry when it's like that anyway. But this seemed to be a little more than I was used to. But I didn't give too much thought about it. And I had a couple light days, so I didn't do a lot of heavy-duty dog grooming. And I was grooming day before yesterday, and I thought, gee, it doesn't sound quite right. Something in my dryer doesn't sound quite right. So I turned off my right motor because my motors are wired in separately to my switch, and there was no noise coming out of the left motor. And I swore a little bit, crap, because about a year and a half ago, we changed out the front motor's brushes, but we didn't do the back motor because I don't use it quite as much. So I had an inkling of what was going on.
Pain in the ass, pull out and put back. Yeah, I know.
Oh, it's horrible. And my husband doesn't want to do them anymore. So I was like, just do the front. That's the one that's not working. That's fine. I use that more anyway.
So the entire career is on hold?
Oh, it's been on hold for like 2 years. He doesn't really want to work. And I don't want him to work because he's grumpy when he works. So screw that. Last year, a year and a half ago, I was using my backup dryer, which I've had since 1998 when I started doing house call grooming. It was my house call dryer. It was a Lang dryer. They don't even make them anymore. Actually, I missed that dryer. It was a good little dryer. Sturdy. It worked really well. Well, it died on me last year, and I thought, well, I'm not going to replace it yet until I need to replace it. So there I was. So, Barbara, what was your week like?
I had a couple of interesting things happen. One of them was, what would you do? Kind of a topic. I have this Pomeranian that I groom about every 12 weeks. She's not very regular, but she calls me and she's got kind of a fairly large palm that has a good coat, but the undercoat gets matted because she doesn't brush it because he bites. I've been hand scissoring the backside and the underside and the chest and in the summertime up the sides of the body a little bit with my chunkers, and it comes out really good. And she's been so happy because she's had other experiences of him being shaved down all the way or just not a good cut. And so I'm kind of proud of him, but she's not like a dear customer, and comes in and she wears a mask and sunglasses. And then we have communication, face to no face communication.
That can be challenging.
How do you react? You can't see their eyes and you can't see their mouth. And you're trying to be good customer service. You know, you have to, what I do, I pretend I can see her. I pretend I'm having eye contact. I actually look through the sunglasses so that she will see that I'm having eye contact. But here she is. First of all, She called me three times to get me to squeeze her in on this week and Friday or Saturday. And I didn't want to, but she talked me into it because she's going out of town and dog's going to be see her parents. And, you know, those one of those moments where you really want your dog to look okay. And so I thought, well, it's not that big of a groom. So I took her in. And then I had to tell her that was the last time. Because, of course, I haven't seen her since before I made up my mind to move to South Carolina. And so I had to tell her that I was closing the shop and I would be out of town. And she said, oh, no. Well, maybe I can do it myself. Can I sit here and watch you do it? No. No, not today. We're really very pushed and, you know, we just worked you in and it'll be stress factor for us all, including your dog. She said, well, how can I learn how to do it? And I said, well, you know, like rather than have you come here, I said, you know, I'm going to close the shop. If you really want to pay me for a lesson, I'll take you to the do-it-yourself dog grooming place and I'll groom the dog for you and you can watch and I'll talk you through it and you'll never be able to do it. I can guarantee you that you won't learn. I mean, I told you, you will not learn how to do this in one watch me visit. I said, Yvonne here has been watching me for 10 years and she can't do a thing. And Yvonne's laughing. And I, you know, like she says, well, maybe I'll have a knack for it. I said, well, can you draw? And she said, well, why would you ask me that? I said, because if you can't draw, you're not going to be able to see the lines and the shape and the contour and the part that goes into making it look professional. You can't learn overnight how to hold the scissors and have control of the scissors. And it takes many hours of practice and working that way. And when you just try to do your dog every 12 weeks, it ain't going to happen, girl. But if you want to call me in January or February and talk me into it, I'll take you up there and I'll charge you $100 or more and I'll show you exactly what I do and how I let you get a feel for it.
Was she in?
She's in, damn it. She's and then she said, I'm in, you know. You know, I thought I would have discouraged her. I thought she would say, oh, never mind. No, she says, I'm in. I said, okay, but just to repeat, you'll have to talk me into it. I said, but you always do. So I got real informal with that client, considering that I've only seen her about 4 or 5 times. That was funny. So that was my story of the week. The other thing that I did that I was real proud of, I do the two poodles that are kind of in between a miniature and a standard size and kind of like small standards. And I've been doing one in a kind of Miami trim with a clip short body and the puffs on the ankles. And she loves that. But the dog came in and he had half of one leg just shaved to the bone where because he had a tooth removed. Why do they take the entire circumference of the leg? There was one vet that one of my show people took their show, whatever it was, to the vet and she begged them to careful with that. They took the inside of the rear leg in just an area where you wouldn't even notice the loss of the drape and did the IV there. Thank you. But this to kind of like cutting off half of the arm all the way around, what the heck was that? So I thought, okay, I know what I got to do. I am going to make the other leg look like this leg.
Match it.
So I did that. And then because I had the beginning of a jacket, kind of where the short sleeves would be at the elbow, I thought, I need to make this a jacket. So I took a small trimmer and I made a waistline, right? Right at the end of the rib cage where the tuck up is the highest and all that good anatomical things. I was working on kind of getting the jacket and pants effect. You know, this is a retro style, jacket and pants and puffs. That's real 70s grooming, and I'm there.
Excellent.
And you know what? She loved it.
Oh, fine.
She texted me. She says, oh, love his little belt. You know, like, well, whatever, however you want to envision it. Put a buckle on there. Ankle bracelets, too, you know. So she's so into it, and that just really made me feel this is one of my best customers, and that's the next to last grooming I'm ever going to do for her. And I gave her a thrill. And, you know, I took what you call stylist discretion. I didn't talk it over with the client first because I wasn't there when she dropped off. And I looked at the one naked leg and I said, God, the other leg has got to be the same. This leg is going to look like shit for months.
Wow, that's cool, though.
Yeah, that was cool. That, you know what? That was my inner artist, inner visual stylist clicking just by looking at the dog. I never, ever thought I would have that skill. I was so book learned. It was so challenging for me to learn how to groom. And I never thought that I would just be completing the picture in my mind without seeing a picture to the side of me, you know? And actually, I've used pictures all my grooming career, and I still use pictures. But in this case, I found the picture.
Yeah, you created the picture.
I believe that if you can draw, it's easier for you to become a groomer. I think so.
I would imagine, because I can't draw at all.
I think not being able to draw is actually a little handicap.
It's a big handicap. Big.
It's a learning element that you don't have. Yeah. I think that people who can draw well can see the groom and execute the groom much more easily than people that don't have that 3D vision kind of thing going.
Yes. I remember the pictures of how to draw a dog back in the old days. You link up all the ovals. There's an oval for the head and an oval for the neck and an oval for the body. And I wanted to draw really badly, but all I can do is a horse. I can draw a horse, but I can only draw it one direction. It has to be the same way over and over again.
I am strictly a stick man drawer. You know, I can't draw for shit. I really think that people who can draw have a step up or becoming a good groomer. Then they just have to get a style. And somehow I got that. That's because I love style. You know, so even if, yeah. So let's move on.
Okay, let's take a break and we'll head on to our first appointment, which is all about picking out an HV dryer. Let me tell you about Best Shot's newest addition to the Ultramax Pro line. Ultramax Hair Hold is a flexible hairspray that can be layered on for a stronger hold. Ultramax Hair Hold spray is great, but my favorite new product is called the Max, and I won't groom without it. It's a fragrance-free ultra concentrate conditioner and detangler. It reduces drying time and handles undercoat and tangles like magic. Just a few drops in the final rinse or spray it on and dry it in. Contact your favorite Best Shot distributor or learn more online at bestshotpet.com. Grooming success begins with Best Shot in your tub, made from the best stuff on earth. Any choice.
Hey there, groomers. I'd like to invite you to join Barbara and I at the Grooming Sales Event of the Year. The show season tent sale is back. Meet us in Tucker, Georgia on March 7th, that's the day before Groomed, for a day jam-packed with exciting giveaways, expert-led workshops, incredible networking, free food, and massive deals on grooming essentials from Show Season and Groomers Mall. Everything from shampoos and conditioners, colognes, shears, smocks, clippers, and more will be on sale, but you have to attend in person to unleash the savings. This is your chance to stock up for your salon, learn new skills to help your business thrive, and win free gifts upon entry, and have an unforgettable time mixing and mingling with other groomers who are just as passionate about pet care as you are. Show Season will be offering their biggest discounts of the year, including their popular buy three, get the fourth free deal on all gallons. If you're ready to sniff out the savings, lap up some learning, and have a barktastic time, get registered for free today. The 2024 tent sale registration link can be found in the GroomPod discussion group on Facebook. You can also find more information by following Show Season Animal Products on Facebook or sending an email to marketing@showseasongrooming.com. Can't wait to see you on March 7th at the Show Season tent sale.
Ready, groomers? Here comes our first appointment.
Of HV dryers. So many choices.
Right? There's so many choices of everything these days.
Very true. And amazing ways to get it to your house really fast. I love that about our life today.
There's a lot of pet supplies on Amazon.
There sure is. It's a shame because we just had a local distributor go out of business here in the Northwest. And though I'm happy for my favorite distributor, Cascade Grooming Supply, that it's diversity. You know, we've lost a person who carried some different stuff, and that's kind of a bummer. So anyway, shampoo lady, we love you. I'm sorry you're gone, and best of luck in your retirement. Anyway, I was stuck with no backup dryer, knowing that my husband didn't want to fix my canine too. But although I do have someone who will up the street, he's very backed up and it's Christmas season. And so I wasn't holding my breath at how quickly my dryer was going to get fixed, even though I know he likes me and he'll do his best. You know, it's a busy time of year. So I had to come up with a new dryer. I had to buy a dryer, but I didn't want to buy another canine too, unless I could get it used. Because if I could get it used, then I could have it repaired and I would have a second canine too, which, you know, who doesn't want to have two canine twos? You can't get any better than that. But I went on Marketplace and Craigslist and OfferUp, and I tried to find someone who was selling a dog dryer that I could just drive to somebody's house and pick it up for cheap and use it when I needed it and then not worry about it and just put it on my shelf. Well, nobody responded to me. Everybody who has dryers in there appeared to be scams. No one got back to me. I asked too many questions. I asked for details on when the brushes were changed. I asked for too much stuff and nobody got back to me. So I guess they weren't serious about selling their canine twos or their challenge airs or any of the other dryers that I found online. So then I went to my local distributor and he's got canine twos, and I went to Amazon. And I searched on Amazon, and lo and behold, there were a lot of different dryers. But I really wasn't sure what I needed to look for. So I did a little research, and I called your very best friend, Barbara. I called your BFF AI, and I had a little chat with her. And she pointed out all of the things that were important in an HV dryer. So full disclosure, I had a little help writing this, but here we go.
Let's hear AI.
Okay. Airflow is probably the most important thing if you're doing any large dogs. Maybe not so much if you're doing little dogs, but I've got some big dogs, as stated earlier with the golden retrievers and stuff. Airflow is measured in CFMs or cubic feet per minute. And it's kind of like water. Air is a lot like water and how it flows through and how they measure it. So you want something that's at least 200 CFMs for your HV dryer. I'm not talking about a stand dryer, handheld dryer, or anything like that, fluff dryers. We're talking about an HV dryer. At least 200, but more like 300 CFMs would be better. And there's also the variable switch option, which I have never have, but will be having this afternoon. Because the dryer I bought has a variable speed on the airflow. So that'll be kind of fun to work with, especially with the sensitive dogs. I'll be able to turn it up and down. Kind of cool. A lot of dryers have that. But what I'll tell you about those is that's the part of the dryer that usually breaks. If you've got a variable speed dryer, the variable speed switch will inevitably be the point at which your dryer breaks. But they're replaceable in most of the models.
Because you use it the most.
Right. Unless you're like me and you use everything on high all the time. Although this time, the dryer is a 15-amp dryer.
Don't deserve a variable speed switch.
No, I didn't. But I didn't have another option. It was my only option in this particular type of dryer. So I've got one. But I also realize, and you guys should know this, if you're working with limited power, when you flip on a K9 II with separate switches, you gradually increase the power draw. If you flip on something that's 15 amps from the start, like this variable speed dryer turned all the way up, then you're possibly going to spike your electricity and maybe flip a circuit if it's only a 15 amp circuit. So keep that in mind. But in this case, I will have this lovely option that I've not had before. Because why haven't I had it before? Because my K9 II, every bit of it is replaceable or fixable or repairable. And so why would I ever need another one? I really don't, but I did need a backup. The next variable is the motor, right? Is it one motor or is it two motors? So I got a two motor dryer because that's what I wanted. I've got to do the big hairy dogs before Christmas. And if he doesn't get to fix my dryer very quickly, I'm going to need to work with it for quite a while. So I bought a two motor dryer. The other kind of variables with the motors are brushed motor, a motor with brushes, the little carbon brushes like I'm replacing on my K9 II, or a brushless motor. Do you know the difference between the two? What the main thing that makes them stand apart from each other?
No. What is it, Susie?
When your motor with brushes breaks, then you have to change the brushes, right? But the motor's still good. When your motor without brushes, a brushless motor breaks, there's no repairing that motor, so you replace the motor. So that's the difference between the two of them. Now, horsepower in the motors is also different, and horsepower equals more. Barbara's going to go to sleep. There's horsepower. Horsepower equates to more airflow. Airflow blows more hair out of the way. So the one I'm getting is 6 horsepower, but they vary quite a bit. And the single motors are much less. The dual motors right around 6 horsepower. Some HV dryers even have heat. Have you ever seen an HV dryer with heat?
With heat?
Yeah, like a second switch. Yeah. I think Chris Christensen has heat on it. That would be cool because heat helps you straighten the hair.
But the thing of it is that most force dryers without heat heat up by the force of the air across the machinery. It was my K9 II, I think, used to get so hot at the hose that I had to have a hose hoodie kind of thing for around the hose where I wanted to hold it because it would get too hot. You know, and that had no heat control at all. But the thing of it is, if you don't, the more heat you have, the less power you need.
Good to know. Good to know. Absolutely. And the way the K9 IIs are, I will call them the inline canister dryers, where they've got the one motor in front of the other in a canister shaped type of a vessel, those heat up more than the side-by-side. So the K9 company makes a side-by-side two canister dryer. That one stays a little bit cooler, so you don't get the benefit of the heat as much. But the inline ones tend to heat up more. And you wonder, what about the difference between round and square? The square dryers, they have more airspace around the round motor, so they stay a little bit cooler as well. But that's not as popular a design as the inline round ones, which is the majority of all the dryers out there. Some of them are noisier than others. You want to kind of check that. I mean, there's a great way to check it because we all carry decibel meters now on our phones. Download a decibel app and you can check the noise ratio for your dryers. And I just say this, wear your hearing protection all the time. Even though you can't hear when one of your motors shuts off and the other one is still going, it's still better to be able to hear when you take your headphones off later on, or especially as you age. So keep your hearing protection on. Remember, 85 decibels is the threshold of injury, I guess you would call it, damage. So wear those headphones.
Or earplugs.
Definitely do something to protect your hearing because you'll end up without it.
You end up with major tinnitus like me.
We don't want that. If you can help it, don't end up that way. Last week, don't end up with Barbara's feet. This week, don't end up with her ears. We're going to work towards a better aging system when we get up there, when I get up there. At least that's my goal anyway. The other variable is the hose, how rough the hoses are. Are they uncomfortable to hold? Are they fat? The dryer I got, I think, has a fat hose. I don't think I'm going to love that, but I also think I can modify a different hose that I have out in the garage, maybe make it a little bit better. You want to have some appropriate nozzles. Like my favorite nozzle of all times is that flat nozzle. I love the flat nozzle. It's my favorite, and I don't even pick up the cone nozzles anymore.
You don't make whip mats with the flat nozzle like you can with the cone nozzle.
And it really shoots the water off if you do it systematically. It just works so well. And if you're down to one motor, that water peeler still is more effective than using a cuff. A last thing is how much it weighs. Canine 2s are pretty heavy. I think this dryer that I'm getting will be slightly lighter, but not that much lighter. If you need a light dryer and you're going house call, you might want to get a single motor with a plastic housing. Might be a little bit lighter. And So what I ended up buying was a two-motor Schoenbo, and it's got a variable speed. I'm going to have to step over it in my trailer because I have no floor space for it, so that's going to be fun for the next couple weeks. I chose it because it has the most CFMs and the most horsepower, and I hate to say it, because Amazon got it to me in 24 hours. 24 hours again with Amazon, and I got it for $230. With a coupon on Amazon. So once again, my table and my dryer. Yeah, super cheap. I'm happy about that. I was going to say the K9 2 or 3, either one, is really the workhorse of the industry, in my opinion. If you've got a shop, especially if you're mobile, it means you have to power manage a little bit, but it's very doable. They also are dryers, like the Chinese one, like the one I've got. The Schoenbo or the Flying Pig or Shilandi or any number of different makers on Amazon or on Temu or wherever you decide to shop. Those are out there. The Metro and the X-Power both have round plastic and round metal canister.
I have an X-Power.
And you like it, right?
Oh, yeah. It's my second or third one.
I think they're really good. They're also pretty easy to get parts for, which is huge. Double K has a round plastic one, but it also has this weird rectangular plastic one. If space is an issue, you might look at that.
I had Double K, and it blew so hot that it melted the hose. It melted its own hose. I put that one in the garage.
Definitely. Oh, you guys, if dryer appears to be getting hotter and hotter, make sure you got that filter clean so it can get air. That's a big part of what'll overheat that.
I've never been good about that. And not surprisingly, the two people I've trained to groom don't do it at all.
So Hanvi has an interesting drum-shaped dryer that I think he can combine with a clipper vac, so it can be a vac or a blower, but it hangs on the wall and it's light. It's not made of really heavy material like the K9 2, which can be difficult to mount properly. So there's that option. I think that's it. I think I've covered them all. So I ended up with that Schoenbo bright orange. It's going to be lovely. I'm just happy to have a dryer, and I'm happy it came in 24 hours, and I'm happy I got it cheap. The amount of time my K9 2 is down is such a small amount of time. I'll report in and let you know how I like it. We want to welcome Randy and Cheryl Lowe from Precision Sharp and invite you to check out their website where you can see their newest precise cut shear called Lynx. It's a patented design featuring a thumb ring that slides the length of the handle for perfect ergonomic placement of your thumb. Slide it and lock it into position to get your best groom on. Check it out at precisionsharp.com. Well, ladies and gentlemen, we have lost Barbara's internet again. So this will be a short show, and thanks for being here. We'll get this thing sorted out. She's on a hotspot, and sometimes it just goes out, so it just went out. Anyway, thanks for being here. Remember to support our sponsors. Happy holidays. Hopefully we'll have a good new year, and happy grooming, everyone. See you next week on the Groom Pod. Bye.